Trevor Zamparelli on 2FM
with Virgin Mobile. Go from scrolling through stories to creating your own. Freedom is calling. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
Last week, I'm sure you all know, it was actually announced by the CSO that property prices surged to over 14% in 2020. It's grim, I know. The strongest level of growth in the market for nearly 7 years. Well, someone that keeps a close eye and highlights the realities of the housing crisis through his Crazy House Prices Instagram page is primary school teacher Kieran Mulqueen. He's on the line. How's it going, Kieran?
Hey, Jennifer, how are you?
I'm good. Now, listen, you've nearly 59,000 followers on Instagram and 20,000 on Twitter. How did that all kick off?
Do you remember the old supermarket Super Crazy Prices? I think it was before Super Queen.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I was looking at the housing market and I thought, oh my goodness. So I just set up an account just to kind of take the piss out of house prices a little bit and share my own journey as we were looking to buy our family home in Dublin.
Okay. So tell us, what is the craziest property you've seen?
It's very hard to choose.
So many, is there? Oh no.
So many. I think the one that stands out to me was there was a house in Dublin 6 somewhere and the asking price was 650, I think. And it ended up selling for 1.3 million, I think. So that's probably the maddest one I've seen because it wasn't a nice house. It required a massive amount of work. So that's probably the craziest one I've seen so far. But then there's the first post on my page is quite a famous little house just off Heytesbury Street in Dublin 8 or Dublin 2, I think. And it's the narrowest, the skinniest house in Ireland. It's 6 foot wide. And I posted that first and it's actually just come back on the market again. It's never sold. So that's probably the maddest. But one of the, like on the other end of the spectrum, it's just so small, you know.
Oh, God. And you try and stay away from the rental market, do you?
I do a bit because I'm aware that renters are far more vulnerable than, so when you're buying a house, obviously there's solicitors, there's a whole host of people involved,
yeah.
So that it's all done legally, whereas renters are just vulnerable and so I try to stay away from, but like, I mean, I just posted something this morning. As I was feeding the baby about 5 a.m. I posted something and it's gone viral since, and it's like $4,000 for a standard 3-bed house in Beaumont. So it's renters are, it's bad, house prices are bad enough, and as you mentioned, they've gone up 14%, but renters are just really, really
screwed. It's awful. I read a recent article on a mobile home with an asking price of nearly half a million.
Yeah, I posted that one as well. What's happening now is when I post these things, they tend to turn into articles online, which is great. I mean, it's getting more awareness around it all.
Did you manage to buy your house in the end? You said this all kicked off when you started. You got your gaff in the end?
We got a house in the end, yeah. It took a bit of thinking outside the box. Like most people, the asking prices weren't the biggest issue for us. It was bidding wars, so we tried to figure out a way of avoiding bidding wars altogether. So we posted letters in houses around the area we wanted to buy in, and we just got really lucky and ended up buying off a lovely family. And it was actually a really nice process because I get hundreds of messages from people a week, and it's not a nice process. You know, we're sold this dream of buying your own home. It's lovely and it's enjoyable and all. It's not. It's absolutely dreadful. So it actually was lovely for us because we avoided all the horror stories, all the horribleness.
So you dropped a letter. You dropped a letter into this gaff.
Yeah.
You got a reply. And you settled on a price between yourselves without estate agents getting involved and ruining everyone's lives and hiking up prices and getting committed and all that kind of stuff. And you, that's how you did it. That's a fair play to you. So you really do have to think outside the box if you want to do it. Is that right?
That's it, yeah. I'm thinking of turning this letter into an NFT. I get so many requests to see it. So.
But is there hope on the horizon for some normality in the housing market?
I don't see anything getting better. Now, look, I don't want to end it all on a horrible negative note. I do have a couple of story highlights saved on my Instagram if people want to go and have a look, and they're called Good News Stories, and I share people's good news there, and it does help people kind of keep a little bit of hope, especially single people. Single people are really, like, it's tough enough for couples, but for single people, like, it's literally impossible. So the good news stories do help people kind of keep their heads up and keep going when things are so bleak.
Okay, so that's the advice you have, just keep going.
Yeah, and do your research, obviously, as well. I have everything kind of covered on the page, from, you know, just thinking about mortgage approval, saving, all the way to moving in. I've everything done there for people, and it's all free. They can just go on and have a look.
Okay, and where can people find you online?
It's Crazy House Prices on Instagram. That's where all the kind of helpful stuff is.
Okay. So that's where all the helpful stuff is. And God knows we need all the help we can get. Kieran, thanks so much for coming on and having the chat today. And best of luck with those 5 a.m. feeds.
Thanks, Jennifer.
See you, love. Bye-bye. There we go. That was primary school teacher Kieran Mulqueen, who looks after the page Crazy House Prices. It's a really informative page. It's really good to go and check it out. It's on Instagram, and he highlights the realities of the housing crisis in Ireland, and in particular in Dublin.
Jennifer Zaffarelli. Weekday morning from 9 on 2FM.